Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to this week's show. I am Lisa Anderson. Later on in the show, you'll hear from me again because I get to answer this week's inbox question, which is about looking for chemistry, that elusive chemistry. But should you like expect any of that, or should you look for more sensible qualities in a person? So I'll go ahead and answer that. And then for our culture segment, we have Jill Monaco. She's the founder of Single Matters, which is a ministry for folks just over 30. She does a lot of coaching, life coaching as well, and is really going to talk about trusting God and having faith as a single person. What does that look like to really step out? Well, here we are for our roundtable, and this week we're actually going to be talking about first dates, specifically how much you should spend on a first date, because this could depend on whether you are in college, as our panel is. These are some more of our interns here this summer here at Focus on the Family. So we have Abby, Lee, and Elena here. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Great to have you. So I'm sure a varied amount of dating experience and, you know, woe and who knows what represented here. And I'm sure I could toss my hat in the ring. But this is going to be fun because we actually this was something I saw a while ago. It was a study basically on the 10 most generous cities in America when it comes to first dates. So Miami, Florida topped the list, which I don't know, doesn't surprise me because doesn't that just seem like kind of a party city?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think J-Lo went on any cheap first dates, if we're being honest, okay? And then I have to mention number 10 because it's Denver, so right here on the home turf. With average dates costing, this is very surprising to me, actually. Miami, first dates costing $248.
Nope.
What are these people doing?
I can't even imagine. Like,
Denver's 161. So I will say that even though this is in my backyard, I don't think I went out with any of the guys that did this.
Yeah.
I don't remember having 161 spent on me. Yeah. If you are out there, please let me know because I think maybe that would be fun. Give me a call. But anyway, it's just kind of a interesting idea how people will put their best foot forward in a number of ways. And monetarily is, I guess, one way to do that. And people wanting to prove themselves or whatever, which is, you know, kind of interesting and kind of fun. But in thinking of that concept, do you guys even think of, like, whether it's a first date or just the dating experience as being something where you should be wowed or you should be impressed? Or is it more, would you prefer it to be more like low-key, casual, kind of, you know, let's not put too much hope in this because it may crash and burn?
I feel like the whole dating process, if you're too extravagant, it can just be deceiving because you're wanting to give this representation of yourself to the person you're dating, but if you're pulling out all the stops and doing all of these over-the-top things and that's not actually who you are, then after a while that's gonna come to the forefront and they're going to realize that, and then that's an argument that you can just completely avoid by kind of being within your means the whole time.
Right. You can only shell out that kind of cash for so long.
Right.
Before the real you has to step forward. Yeah. No, that's good. That makes sense.
Yeah, I personally would rather have a much more laid-back first date experience, especially depending on how well I know the person. But if it's someone I don't know very well, I think I would feel really overwhelmed if they had an elaborate evening and really expensive dinner and all of this stuff planned. I would feel kind of like, okay, I don't really know you.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to get a corsage.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be prom.
Coffee is fine with me. Ice cream is even better.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I would kind of agree, like, particularly for first dates, is you don't want to put too much pressure on either person to really shell out a lot of money. I definitely think thought being put into a date is more important than money. In particular, like, a guy can spend a lot of money but not put any thought into who you are and what you like, and it may not go very well. But even if he doesn't spend hardly anything but actually puts thought into what you might like and, you know, what he knows about you, I mean, that just, like, speaks so much more volumes to who the guy is and what he's really pursuing you than I would say the amount of money being spent.
Yeah, it was weird because JB on our team, our editor, recently blogged about this site that basically, you know, guys can kind of go on there and say, here's the kind of date I'll take someone on, here's how much I'll spend, here's what we'll do, and just kind of put it out almost like they're advertising themselves. which to me seems kind of weird. Yeah. I mean, and then you just like barter, you know, whatever for who or what kind of date you're going to go on. And I don't know, but that kind of made me think of the question, how much do you guys want to know ahead of time? Or what does it look like? Do you want everything to be a surprise? Or do you kind of want to know, like, this is a first date? You know, what are the expectations? What, you know, Lee, would you set out any expectations? Or would you just be like, hey, I'll pick you up and whatever?
Oh, boy.
I mean, obviously, you're not going to say, you know, I'm going to spend $30 on you. I mean, that'd be awkward, but
that's the cap.
I feel like, especially with me on a first date, I want to make sure, like, especially if it's someone I haven't known for very long, mm-hmm. I just want to say, like, I just think you're really cool and I want to get to know you better. Nothing has, this doesn't have to be a super romantic endeavor if you don't want it to be. Mm-hmm. So we can work that out if we want to go on another date later. But mm-hmm. initially, I just want to say, like, hey, let's hang out, maybe a little bit more one-on-one, kind of escape the group setting a little bit and kind of know each other more personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as far as being prepared, in some ways it's nice to know, like, okay, we're going to dinner, you know, like, I should plan for that. But one of my roommates was asked out on a date 1 year of college, and all he told her was just to, like, be prepared to get dirty and, like, to wear clothes that she could ruin. And so she was like, are we going paintballing? Like, I do not want to do that. I don't know what's happening. And they ended up painting pottery, which was fine. But,
yeah,
like, to me, that element of surprise is not that much fun. I guess it just depends on the person. But
context matters.
Right, right. Yeah. It could go different directions if you're too vague about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That just sounds like it was a little bit, like, trying to be clever.
Yeah. You know, kind of like just trying a little too hard.
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
Yeah. Well, I actually went on a date that I didn't know was a date. And then it was super surprising because the guy had a whole evening planned. Oh. And I thought it was a group of us going to do this. Oh. And so then I was just like, oh my word, now he's suggesting something else. And I don't even know him. And it was just really awkward. So I would have felt like maybe a little more knowledge up front would have helped. Yeah, because it was kind of like, hey, now let's go do this. And then the next thing I knew, I had like a music compilation thing presented to me. Oh, and I was like, what is
this? Got a mixtape?
Well, yeah, it was kind of a mixtape, I'm going to be honest. So it was good, but I wouldn't say it reflected a lot of music that I necessarily liked. I felt like maybe the mixtape shouldn't be introduced until later on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just...
That could be a whole nother conversation. to introduce the mixtape into a relationship.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, okay, so we've been talking a lot about dating, obviously, and paying for a first date and what that looks like, but how do you make that transition, or how do you know the distinction between an actual date and just hanging out?
I think paying is a part of it. Mm-hmm. So if the guy volunteers to pay at the end of whatever it is, then it's kind of like, okay, this is a date to you if you have planned on paying for me as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one easy way to do it. And you probably pick up on throughout conversation and maybe the follow-up after too of like, okay, are they, going to ask me out again or whatever it is. So. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah, I've struggled with this a lot this actually past year where number of guys took me on, I'm going to call them halvesy dates, mm-hmm. where they did end up paying, and so that was kind of the tell, but it was like, but we've been friends for a while, so I don't know if you're just doing this to be nice, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. are you, like, actually pursuing me? Particularly, I think when you're at a point where you've been friends with the guy for a long time, it's almost like that just leaves your brain. Like, mm-hmm. we're not dating, mm-hmm. we're friends. And so... Honestly, I would just love if every guy were to, when he asks, to be like, this is a date or mm-hmm. I'm doing this. I want to get to know you better. That's a good tell phrase. But yeah. Something along those lines that makes it really clear instead of the texting, hey, do you want to hang out on Friday night? Maybe.
Yeah, that's awkward.
I feel like a lot of it, like Abby said, kind of has to do with the follow-up. If, like, I like to treat my friends sometimes and I'll like take them out to dinner or something. But if I'm dropping you off or something and say, hey, can I see you again or something like that? I feel like that's pretty indicative that we're on a date. But mm-hmm. also kind of just the conversation, if you're not mm-hmm. a lot of it, if I feel like a lot of it would just kind of give you tells like, OK, I might be on a date right now. <It's> like, there's this subtle context clues.
Yeah. Like you're not going somewhere for coffee and also studying for a large exam. Yeah. You're not, right. You know, mm-hmm. you want it to be like kind of set apart, like an actual fun,
really
interesting.
Focused on you, like asking good questions. And then that's usually more of like, okay, like I feel like they want to get to know me on a date, not just, we could do this as friends if we were just talking, you know. Mm-hmm.
So. What's interesting, because even as you were saying, Elena, like I would like every guy to just say, this is a date and whatever. But it seems like especially 20-somethings now don't even use the word date too much because it just seems weird. It seems like you're in the 50s or something. So it's almost like we haven't, we've kind of purged that from our vocab.
Yeah, everyone's just hanging out with each other. It's like, I'm just like, oh, are you dating that girl? Oh, no, we're just hanging out.
Yeah.
Like, we've been hanging out exclusively for like 6 months now. But... Yeah, I feel like it's something that we're tentative to say, especially in like Christian circles. It's like, oh, we're very dating. Tentative. It's like, all right, when are you going to put the ring on it? Let's go.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're working on that here at Boundless. So we'll see. We'll try to bring some clarity to that. So, okay. So to that point, we talked about kind of cost a little bit and how, you know, again, looking at some of these, this list and some of these prices, I don't know what these people are doing, although maybe it is involved, you know, in some of the bigger cities, I'm sure you could go to like, the theater or in a very expensive restaurant and you could do, you know, whatever and make a big deal of it. What would you guys say? And Abby, you kind of referenced this, just saying something low key like coffee would be fun. But let's throw out some other ideas here. Like what are some other just great ways to get to know someone, to kind of have a good first date? We can talk about maybe time parameters, like what might be helpful to kind of know for those who are trying to plan dates, Lee, or women knowing if they should accept a date or just what, you know, what to expect. What are you guys, what are some best practices?
I think for a first date also, besides just going to talk and get to know each other, doing something interactive is fun, especially if the conversation doesn't go that well, you have something to fall back on. So like mini golfing, especially in the summertime, or in the fall when it's nice outside.
Yeah.
Fall is great because you have apple orchards and pumpkin patches and that kind of stuff. So I think interactive things are fun, but you also don't want it to be like a full day event for the first time because that can just get awkward and drag on too long.
Yeah, you got to be able to get out.
Yeah.
At some point. Yeah. You just be like,
need an exit.
That's great. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, I cannot agree more with your interactive little interactive piece because with the first date thing, you might come in with your like list of stuff that you might want to talk to her about, might want to get to know, like the first date questions that you might have. But when you exhaust that list, then if you're just sitting in a coffee shop or like over the dinner table, it's like, what now? And just prevents a lot of awkward silence if you're doing something like if you're actually doing something interactive like ice skating or mini golf, and those things are relatively inexpensive, and it's not, you're not breaking the bank to have an enjoyable time with someone else.
Yeah. Although I will give maybe the guys a little bit of an idea here, because if you need to kind of know who you're asking out and maybe get some recon from our friends, because guys, the girl who's known for like embroidering pillows, maybe not rock climbing.
Yeah.
Okay. Like do something that is attainable for both of you, like something that she can excel at or have fun or maybe learn something new, but it's not going to be embarrassing or weird or you don't want to sign someone up for like a, you know, mud run or something like that. They're like all freaking out. They haven't run since high school or whatever. Yeah. You know, that's just a little bit of advice. I don't know. Any other thoughts related to, I don't know, any dates that you all have been on that were specifically fun that you remember?
Yeah, I mean, one of my first ones kind of similar. I went to Topgolf, if y'all have ever been there, but it's like better than mini golfing, I guess.
What is that?
It's kind of like,
it's
I don't
like
even
a,
know
a
how
driving
to explain
range.
It. It's like a driving range, except it's a game.
With targets,
okay.
And it's got like a restaurant and other things there, so that was really fun, just because we were able to do something but we were still able to talk. So yeah, I would completely agree, doing something where you have something to do but you also have time to talk. I think one of the biggest mistakes people can make on a first date is just to go to a movie. I've done that on many a first date. It's great, but then you end up like not ever talking except maybe about the movie for about 5 seconds afterwards, and you just don't actually get to know the person. So yeah, definitely something more interactive, but that you're still able to talk.
Good point.
I took a girl to a Zumba class for a first date.
Wow.
That was, like, we were both, like, really active, like, athletic people, and I took her to a Zumba class that I was attending, and it was just, there was, like, no pressure. Like, we just were, became part of the group, and then afterwards, we got frozen yogurt or something afterward, but
okay.
It was just a fun experience where something you probably wouldn't do every day if you, like, if you had the chance, but still something that where there's not a whole lot of pressure on you.
Yeah.
That would have been fun if it was like Aqua Zumba. That too, and that would have been super awkward. I would have loved to hear you talk about that. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know. Okay. So as you've talked to, I mean, is it easy to get into like the comparison game of, because obviously people go on dates and then you come back and you kind of talk about what you did. And if someone is going out with this guy in Miami and he like spent $250 on her and you went out to McDonald's and ordered from the McCafe that he had like a coupon for on his phone. Like, is that going to be problematic? I mean, do you think people talk, or is there any effort like Lee among guys to do one-upmanship on that front, or have you seen that?
From what I've seen, not so much. I feel like at least in the guy world, I guess I feel like that is something we don't really compare about that much. Mm-hmm. It's like, sure, we would ask, like, oh, did you go on a date with her? Yeah, and then you might ask her what they did, but it's not, I don't feel like it's a whole one-upmanship sort of thing. If anything, with the guys, you're just happy that your friend got a date. It's just like, way to go, dude, you did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. So how, because I know you had mentioned that at some point you were dating someone where you ended up doing something bigger, like you went out to a fancy dinner and you kind of dropped some more cash. How do you determine when it's time to make that transition past just the little, you know, get out quick kind of dates?
Well, the caveat with that was I took my girlfriend at the time to a fancy restaurant, but I worked at that fancy restaurant, so I got enormous employee discount.
Awesome.
But on that note, I feel like there is a point where if your relationship is actually kind of getting to a more serious level and you want to kind of, you're beyond the impressing stage, that you actually want to treat someone and you want to make them feel really special, if that's something that the person you're going on a date with would enjoy, then I feel like that could be like a stop that you could pull out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. Good point. All right. So in light of that, do you think, because I know there are differing opinions on this, what about like a girl asking a guy out, or would you, you know, do you know girls who've done that? Have you done that? What would or should a girl spend if she's going to do that? Or should a girl try to wrangle a date from a guy and then, you know, he still pays or whatever?
I guess I have done that. back in high school, I did ask a guy out on a date. I worked at a movie theater at the time. And so I was kind of a cheap date all the time because we would go to movies and I got in for free. And it was fine. Like, I didn't completely mind doing it. I knew that he was itching to ask me out, but just wouldn't pull the trigger. And I was an impatient person. So I went for it and it turned out fine. But I think in the process, I think I missed that aspect of being pursued. And I think he missed the opportunity to pursue. Mm-hmm. And that ended up, I think, even causing problems later in our relationship because he stopped trying really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Because it came so easy and I made it probably way too easy on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to get pretty upset because I was like, you got to try a little, man. Like, we're in a relationship. And it just wasn't happening. So, but that's not to say it couldn't be done well. It's just kind of in my experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting. I personally have never asked a guy out, but I think the farthest that I would go would be to say maybe like, do you want to get a meal? Like very casually, or like, do you want to get coffee and just like get to know each other? And then I would kind of leave it up to him at that point and be like, okay, like if you want to pursue something, then like go ahead. But I don't even know if I would do that. Honestly, I think it's just kind of a stigma of girls asking guys out. And I know girls who have done it, but I never have. But
All right. So circling back now, how about you, Lee? Would you be okay if a girl asked you out? And would you expect her to pay, or would you kind of be like, I need to take over?
No, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like that role is just so ingrained in men that, like, if it's the first date or if it's most dates, you're going to pay. Mm-hmm. But if I would be completely fine with a girl asking me out, especially if it was kind of like in Elena's case, of like if I was like really, just really teetering about pulling that trigger and asking her out, if she just kind of pushed me over the edge, like Abby kind of said, that's just kind of the suggestion, like, hey, maybe we should get dinner sometime. I feel like that would be a good thing. But then on the same token, yeah, you might then kind of get way too relaxed and like, oh, she'll just initiate everything and maybe she'll pay for stuff and I can just kind of be there. And I feel like that's, as men, we need to be a little more active in our role of pursuing people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's why we generally recommend that here at Boundless, just because it gives guys an opportunity to lead and it allows them to come out winning, especially when, you know, I talk to many women who are now married who are like, well, you know, my husband wasn't really a leader when we were dating, but I just figured he would be when we got married, and then they find out he's not. And so it's just really a great opportunity. You know, you kind of test the mettle, I think, of a guy ahead of time, and not that it has to be some, you know, gospel truth or anything like that, but I think that's why it's generally recommended in that sense. But that said, how do we make that happen? Because I have dated like legit guys who we still go out and there's that awkward dance of, I just feel like they weren't, maybe I was second guessing them or whatever, but they just weren't that obvious or that leader-esque, I guess, in pain. Like I always felt like I should make some motion or like some offer because they weren't just like, by the way, I totally have this, or by the way, you know, and you just feel like you need that assurance. I don't know.
You need the reach.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you do. And sometimes I reached and I just ended up paying the whole bill because they were like, oh, thanks. You know, and other times they were kind of like, whoa, what are you doing? You know, but I still felt like I had to do something. I don't know. How do you get around that? It just seems so bizarre if you don't really know the person, especially. How do you do it, Lee?
I feel like that's tricky. I mean, I feel like on all the dates that I've been on, I have paid because I want to pay because I feel like that, like that shows her that I'm interested. Like I don't want you, like I'm taking you out. I want to spend this time and money with and on you. And I feel like that'd be a communication thing that could happen like later in the relationship when you get to know each other. Like maybe it's like, hey, do you want to pay for this one? It's just like, that's something that's more that comes with, comes with a little growth in the relationship.
Yeah. I think that's a hard situation, like you were saying, because it feels rude to assume, to not offer to pay. You know, you're used to being out with friends and like, you don't want to just assume someone else is going to pay for you. But at the same time, like when you're on a date, you do have that expectation that the guy is going to pay. And so, yeah, that's kind of a tricky situation to be in because you don't want, I don't know. I think I would hope that they had just, that they would be assertive about it and like, and that it wouldn't even be an issue. And I've been in situations where that just makes it a lot more comfortable. But I think like Lee was saying, like as the relationship progresses, you get to a point where like, okay, the guy shouldn't be paying for everything like for years and years on end. That's just not fair.
He's going to go broke.
First date, I think it's
well, hopefully you're not dating fair. For years and years on end.
Yeah.
We'll see. But no, that makes sense. I think, it just seems like the moral of the story is to, you know, kind of be chill, have fun with it. But, you know, guys where you have the opportunity to step up and shine, do that. And ladies, let's be appreciative of that and be affirming of that, too. I think that's great. And let it see, you know, see where it goes. So,
yeah.
Well, awesome thoughts, you guys. I think that's fun. And we'll see. We'll have to dig into this further as to what these cities, what's happening.
Where are they going?
I'm going to move to a couple of these and just see if I can get a date and see what these people actually do. So, hey, Washington, D.C., who's going to spend $177 on me? Let's see. Let's see what happens. So, very cool. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.